Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Doing the chapter Babul Warai wa Tarki Shubuhat, the chapter on piety and abstaining from those things that are doubtful. So today's hadith an Anas radiyallahu anhu anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wajada tamratan fi at-tariq fa qala lawla anni akhafu an takuna min as-sadaqati la akaltuha, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found a date, a khajur on the road, and he said, if I did not fear that this is a date of charity, I would have eaten it. Now we know that in Madinah Sharif, that khajur is found all over. It's not something that is expensive. It's not something that is uncommon. Khajur is something that is plentiful, plentiful. In fact, it's something very, very petty. It's like what we say, coal in Newcastle. That's found all over. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't eat it. It was something that was found. Why it is possible that this could have been of charity? And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family does not eat of zakat, does not eat of charity. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us, teaching the ummah, that sometimes there will be something that fi nafsi, in itself it's permissible. But to avoid, to stay away from anything that is doubtful, this is the style of a believer. That there is not 100% sure that it may be from charity, may not be from charity. In itself it's something that is good, it's something that is permissible, but to stay away from something doubtful is even better than that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has practically demonstrated this to us. Anin Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam qal al bir husnul khuluq wal ithmu ma haka fi nafsika وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ رواه مسلم. حضرت نواس بن سمعان رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that righteousness is good character, while sin is what creates doubt in your heart and you dislike that people become aware of it. Righteousness is good character. Showing us that good character is such an important part of a person's deen, such an important part of a person's life, to have good character, to be good with people, to be good as far and loyal as far as your deen is concerned, to be good with your staff, to be good with your neighbors, to be good with your servants, to be good with the public in general, to be good with those above you, parents, uncles, aunts, seniors, to be good with the musallis, to be good with everyone. This is part of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us that beautiful akhlaq. This in itself is an attraction like a magnet. People see that this person has good akhlaq, he's an honest dealer, he's honest, his trading is good, he helps people in the time of need, his way of speaking, his mannerisms, all this is good. So people automatically get attracted to that type of person. And the second part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that sin is what creates doubt in your heart. Automatically when a person, this is where a person has got a real heart. Unfortunately, a person's heart is not good, and even in committing sin also he feels nothing about it. But here is a person who's got a real heart. It creates doubt in a person's heart. And a person doesn't like, people must come to know that I'm doing this. I'm doing this backdoor deal. I'm dealing in grey stock. I'm dealing in things that are doubtful. I'm doing underhand things. I don't want people must come to know about it. And the reason I don't want people to come to know about it, because I myself know that this is not something very good that I'm doing. So automatically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, in other words, stay away from this. This is sin now. You don't like people to know about it. If you are doing something that was clean, clear, 100%. For example, a person coming to the masjid, he doesn't say, I know, I wish people don't see me going to the masjid. I don't want people to know that I'm reading namaz. Nobody ever says that. He's clear about it. He knows that he's doing something that is right. There's no doubt. He doesn't feel the problem. It's Ramadan time. A person is coming for Taraweeh Salah. He's not saying, hey, people mustn't see that I'm reading namaz. He's clear about it that I'm doing something that is right. So he doesn't doubt it. But when a person is doing something that is devious, now he's scared that people mustn't come to know about it. Just to mention under this chapter of wara, what does wara? We explain that to stay away from something that fi nafsihi, in itself is permissible, but in order not to reach something that is haram, a person refrains from some things that are permissible also. So from the life of our kabir and from our seniors, we see Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that one day it was very, very hot. And we know that in the Middle Eastern countries how hot it can get. And when walking, people would generally look for a little bit of shade and they want to walk in the shade. So there was the walls of the homes that were giving shade, depending on the direction of the sun. So the wall of the homes were giving shade. So he was walking one day in the shade, and he came to the shade of one house, and he stopped. He moved aside, walked in the sun, and then walked back in the shade after he passed that house. The people that were there, someone asked him, that what is this? You were walking in the shade of the homes, then you came to one particular home, you went and walked in the sun, and then you came back and walked in the shade. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi replied, you see, this person here is owing me money. That person whose house it was, that person is owing me money. And it shouldn't be misunderstood. They were so worried that deen should be in his proper perspective. No misunderstanding of deen. People mustn't get the wrong understanding. He said, it shouldn't be misunderstood that I'm taking a benefit from a man that is owing me money. Because taking benefits from people that are owing you money, now here the masla is, if it's part of the contract, if I take a benefit from the person that is owing me money, then this is riba, this is interest. I'm taking more than what I lend the person. So it shouldn't be misunderstood that I'm taking more than what I lend the person. So now I am taking some type of benefit, which is riba. To stay out of that doubtful area completely, I walked out of the shade, went into the sun, and then came back into the shade. Look how careful they were, that they mustn't get into anything that is doubtful. There was a imam, or the nazim of the madbakh. His name was Mawlana Zuhur al-Hassan sahab, and Zuhur al-Haq sahab. Mawlana Zuhur al-Haq, he was the nazim of the madbakh. Madbakh is the kitchen. They in the Darul Uloom in Saharanpur. They used to cook for many, many students and feed them. So they had one person that is in charge of the kitchen. Part of his duties is to see that the food is prepared properly. He would normally would have to taste the food to taste salt is right, chilies are right, everything is right. So he was in charge of overseeing the preparation of the food there, because now you must know they got thousands of students that are staying there. Food needs to be prepared. So the one important aspect of the Darul Uloom of the madrasa is the kitchen. So he was in charge. But he was so careful that when time came even to taste the food, he would call one student and he'll tell the student, you taste the food and tell me, is the salt right? Is the chilies right? Is everything right with the food? You taste it and tell me. I don't want to taste it. And the reason he didn't want to taste it was, the food was prepared for the students. I mustn't eat something, somebody else's food. This food is for the students, it's not prepared for me. Although from a masla point of view, it was permissible for him to taste it. In fact, it was part of his duties to taste it. But if something is prepared for the students, me as a worker, I shouldn't be eating something that doesn't belong to me. So careful he was like that. Like that, there are many, many incidents, inshallah, as we go, we'll mention them. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of how people stayed, the Buzruk stayed away from anything that was doubtful. And that is why they reach such high stages. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of remaining away from anything that is doubtful. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.